Hey everybody, and welcome to the Daily Skirts for the 11th of May. So, yeah, there's a lot going on today. We've got Mercury making its contraparallel to Saturn, Mars making a semi-square to Uranus, Venus making a semi-square to Neptune, the Sun making a semi-sextile to Chiron, the Moon entering its crescent moon phase. If you want to know more about that, check out the playlist. Venus making a semi-sextile to the Moon's north node as well. So, Mercury's contraparallel to Saturn on the positive. It can increase our focus on communication, skills and mental discipline, as I said on the 5th of May when I went into this aspect on a deeper level. Negatively, it can lead to rigid thinking, communication challenges and feelings of mental restriction. And the best use of this energy is to, you know, have structured communication, organize our thoughts effectively in our work space and our emails and stuff like that. All those boring things we may put off, do that. Tackle things that require analytical thinking and planning and avoid becoming overly critical or close-minded. Then we've got Mars making a semi-square to Uranus. So this can provide a burst of energy that allows us to be more innovative, but negatively can make us more impulsive, restless and lead to sudden conflicts. But Mars is semi-square to Uranus, the best use is to use it to, you know, motivate yourself to change what needs changing into your life, becoming more productive, embracing new approaches, but with caution. So think about, you know, new things and implementing them in your life, but be cautious about it. Don't just do everything all at once. Just do your research and just be open to unexpected opportunities for growth, as well as unexpected things that happen, and, you know, like surprises or even obstacles, you know, because these can actually help us grow and uncover skills within us that we never knew that we had before. Venus's semi-square to Neptune helps us with our creativity, compassion and spiritual connection in our relationship and creativity. Negatively, it can lead to us having idealistic views of love and lead to confusion in our relationships and make us more susceptible to deception. The best use of this energy is to use it to express love and empathy, be authentic, engaging, being artistic and creativity that kind of feeds your soul and soothes and heal your soul, higher consciousness, and make sure that you maintain your boundaries right now and clarity in relationships to avoid getting lost in illusions. Because, you know, all Neptune energy can lead us to running into escapism, passive aggressiveness, wanting to be manipulated, manipulating others as well. So we just have to make sure that we, you know, watch out for that. The Sun semi-sextile to Chiron can aid with our self-healing and emotional growth and how allowing us to grow through our pain and suffering and vulnerability as well. But negatively, it can make us sort of like run away from our emotional pain, so we just need to watch out for that and run away from other people's emotional pain. So yeah, it may tell us their emotions and we're not in that zone, but just try and do your best to, you know, of course assert your boundaries and stuff like that, but you know, you never know, opening up to your own emotions and other people's emotions may give you and them a chance to address their inner pain, help them with their personal development and help you with your self-awareness as well. The Moon's Venus's semi-sextile to the Moon's north node, the best use of this energy is just to allow it to, you know, to increase our relationships, because if we're open to it, it can help us improve our communication and intimacy and understanding in our relationships, especially our romantic ones as well. It can help us align with our authentic life paths and purpose, allowing us to connect with our inner child, listening to it and finding out what needs healing in our inner child. It can help us feel more inspired. On the negative end, it can make us over emotional in our responses because we can be sensitive, and there's a lot of aspects bringing this out in us today, and we can also have unrealistic expectations as well. So we just have to watch out for, you know, disappointment if the reality falls short of our fantasies. So just try and be realistic and grounded in what you can give others and what others can give you at this time. So the best use of Venus's semi-sextile to the Moon's north node is to embrace creativity, get more intimate with yourself and others, stay mindful of emotional reactions of your own and others as well, and just give you and others that empathy and active listening space, and just, you know, try and stay grounded and to avoid being hurt too much today. So yeah, that's the end of this daily scope for the 11th of May.